Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls in just a little bit. Right now, we're joined by Jonathan Casillas. Of course, you could hear him on the pre and post game for the New York Giants right here on the fan before and after every single game. Most games have not gone the way we would have hoped, Jonathan. But there's a new sheriff in town, Tommy DeVito, taking over starting Sunday. What do you think of the call to switch to DeVito?
I'm happy, man. You can see me right now. I got a big smile on my face. You know, I thought, you know, the way Daniel was playing this year, you know, I think the Giants had to figure out something to do, whether he played better, which clearly, you know, he really didn't. Or they had to make a change at quarterback, which they did. You know, I didn't know if it was going to be Tommy or Drew Lock, but they went with Tommy. You know, Tommy provided the spark last year, and that's the guy they're going with. So I'm excited. My Jersey boy is going and, you know, playing again. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement in Giants Nation right now. So, you know, let's see what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, I think we're all a little bit extra juiced up because it's DeVito and not Lock here. I mean, if Locke's playing, you have the game on in the background, whatever, and what's the score? You do what you do, maybe put up the Christmas tree. DeVito's playing, you kind of locked in every snap, and we're all happy it's DeVito. But I am curious, why did they bypass Locke? And not just for the spark that you described, is it deeper than that?
I'm not sure. I was quite, because I figured they had to do something, and I thought that that's what they were going to do. They brought him in, they paid him, you know, and the whole season, not even whole season, the whole offseason, guys, I was like, why is no one talking about Tommy DeVito? Like, he didn't play in, you know, 8-9 games last year and played pretty well. You know, he was sacked 37 times in those games, guys. And he still ended up going 3-3, 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He still played well. But the whole offseason, fellas, no one was talking about him playing quarterback for the Giants. They were trying to figure out who else was going to come in to be Daniel Jones' backup, whether it was the draft, whether they're going to draft a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But no one talked about Tommy. And I'm sitting here like, why so much disrespect to Tommy DeVito? Like, he didn't prove himself. Because at least last year, he proved himself to be an adequate backup in the NFL. Okay, cool. You have that. I think that was a checkbox. Mm-hmm. But they went out and got Drew Lock, maybe a little more insurance. I really don't know why they skipped over Drew Lock. I'm sitting here scratching, you know, my head myself, but look, I'm looking forward to my boy Tommy playing, so don't blow that for me, okay, fellas?
Yeah, so are we. By the way, you know, honestly, we were just taking our cues from the Giants. I don't know that we forgot about Tommy. It seemed like they forgot about Tommy DeVito. So in our minds, we're like, all right, I guess they don't really think Tommy DeVito's very viable.
Yeah, but then he gets to play. You know, when they make the quarterback change, he gets to play. So it's like, is that, you know, that couldn't be the truth if he's playing right now, you know? So I don't really know, but, you know, it's a lot of, you know, for me, it's a lot of like, all right, what do we do next? You know, as the Giants, what do the Giants do next? And, you know, I said before they had to make a change. I didn't know where that was going to be at. I figured it'd probably be at quarterback. It wasn't the change I thought. But changing the quarterback is not going to change the play of the entire team. Like, this team has to play better. You know, the defense can't keep giving up 150 yards rushing. You know, the Giants have to be able to run the ball efficiently. The Giants have to convert on third down. The Giants have to be efficient in the red zone. Something they haven't done. Tommy DeVito, okay, maybe that gives them a better chance. But if they don't improve in those areas, it don't matter who's playing quarterback.
Were you surprised, Jonathan, at so far the reaction? It's not everybody, but Dexter Lawrence was front and center, you know, as far as guys basically backing Daniel Jones and kind of feeling badly for him as opposed to being maybe more excited for DeVito. Not saying they aren't, but it just does feel like the sentiment from that locker room is more disappointed that the Giants are moving on from Jones.
I think it's a lot of frustration in the locker room. You know, when you're 2-8 and, you know, the projection for the team, you know, for themselves. Like, bro, every year I played on any team, I thought we were going to be good. Even when I was with Tampa, when we were 0-7, fellas, I literally thought we were going to be good. Oh, we got a possibility to win a division. Like, so you're disappointed. When you're disappointed, like, everything kind of bothers you, especially when you're losing. You know, like, if one of your teammates gets traded or gets benched, it's like, oh, you know, it is what it is. You got to keep moving on. But when you're losing, like, you feel everything. You feel every loss. You feel every injury. You feel every bad play you make. You know, for example, you lose a game, right, and you don't play well, you're going to feel terrible. You win a game and you don't play well, you're not going to feel that terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's just how it works. You know, so I think you're just hearing the frustration of the team being 2-8. And, you know, not to say they're picking on every little move, because that's a huge move. But, you know, Dexter has a great relationship with Daniel. And I don't know how much football Daniel's going to play after today, after this, you know, this benching. How much football is he actually going to play? And that might be a realistic thought for Dexter. And that probably broke his heart, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the answer is none. I mean, that's what it appears to be. Certainly not for the right. Giants. I mean, I don't think he's going to take another snap. There's a lot of things at play. We talked about it, the injury guarantee, et cetera. It's Jonathan Casillas, BT and Sal, of course, former Giant, part of the Giants broadcast team as well here on the Fan, home of the Giants. Now, yeah, when you – it's one thing to lose your job. Okay, I got that. To be the fourth quarterback, it's just disrespectful. And maybe there's – I don't know if there was a better solution. I don't pretend to know, but – to me, the morale of the team, big picture, and maybe the lack of trust in the franchise moving forward, that may have been compromised a little bit here because of the way they treated Jones. Not just losing his job, but hey, you basically throw him in the trash. He's fourth. He's behind Tim Boyle.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I don't understand the shift in the movement of the quarterback position. You know, I would be upset if I was second string and the starter, you got benched and the guy from behind me moved up in front of me, I would definitely be upset. And if I was a starter, I got moved to fourth string, like, I would be confused as well. But you know what solves all of that, fellas? If they win games. That solves all of that. All of the extra stuff that people are picking, you know, like, when you're losing, you got to answer questions. And when you continuously lose, you're literally not answering questions, or you're just developing more questions. But when you start winning, you start answering questions. So there's a lot of questions being asked, and the only way out, the only answers to all of the questions is winning, right? Why is Mike Tomlin such a great coach? Why is his culture so good? Because he wins. Every year he wins.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
That's why the culture is good. Why does Andy Reid and the Chiefs have a great culture? Because he wins. He won when he was with Philly. Like, you have great cultures and winning cultures because you win. And as of right now, the Giants, the last year and a half, haven't won. So I'm not saying the culture is bad, but for you to have good culture, for you to groom that, you have to be a consistently winning organization. That's the only way to do it.
It just feels different for me, Jonathan. Like the Giants actually have a chance to win some games. I don't know if that's blind faith, if it's just excitement with the new energy that DeVito brings. Do you think it's realistic to now expect the Giants to win more games, whether it's Sunday versus the Bucs, Thursday versus the Cowboys? Where are you at with DeVito actually winning games here with the Giants?
Well, like I said earlier, they were in a lot of games. You know, they lost, what, they're 1-5 in close games, or 0-5 or whatever, 0-6 or whatever the number is. They played a lot of close games. But the things I pointed out earlier, you know, last in red zone, last in scoring, or second last in scoring, like you have to be able to score points. You know, and if this offense doesn't score points, it doesn't matter what Tommy DeVito looks like between the 20s. If the Giants can't score points, if they can't convert in red zone, then mind you, not only just the quarterback play, the Giants missed a lot of field goals this year. You know, they threw a lot of interceptions. They fumbled on the half-inch line, you know, early in the year. You know, like a lot of reasons, and it wasn't just the quarterback, a lot of reasons why the Giants didn't have points. So if they can figure out the other reasons besides the quarterback, I do expect them to win games. But they have to be able to figure out those things. The Giants can't walk off. Like, if your defense is so good, you can't give up 150 rushing yards a game.
Yep.
Like, and for me, I'm super critical with them because I know they're better than that. I know they have one of the best defensive players in the league. I love Bobby Okereke. I think he's one of the better middle linebackers in the league. I like Micah McFadden. Their secondary is young. Everybody knew that. They're going to have some mistakes. Yeah. But not giving up 150 yards a game. That's on the front seven. You know, so for me, I always hold them to a higher standard because I think they're a very capable group. They can't play the way they've been playing, though. The Giants are going to struggle. Tampa Bay's going to score points. No matter who's playing wide receiver for them, they're going to score points. Baker Mayfield is throwing that ball all around the field, no matter who's playing receiver. So the Giants, certain teams you have to score some points with, which Tampa, and then certain teams you got to be able to hold them to a certain number. And that relies on your defense. And the Giants have not been able to do that. Only twice they did it, and that's the two wins that they had. But every other game, they never play complimentary football.
That's true. It's been very, very tough to do that. So, Jonathan, names are going to change here. Obviously, there will be changes on the roster. And it's too early for us to start throwing college names at you. I'm not going to do that in terms of maybe draft prospects. But I want to float a concept by you. I said this earlier. Let's say the Giants win a couple of games here. They're not picking first, second, or third. They don't have direct access to a quarterback. And even maybe to get somebody that they like but don't love, they'd have to move up a slot or two, and they might not be open to that. Would you, given the dearth of talent overall on the roster, look to maybe trade back from where they are, 5, 6, 7, and accrue some more draft equity and build up the roster, or just take the swing for the quarterback that you don't know is the guy?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, recently there's been some really good quarterback play coming out of the draft, you know, as rookies, C.J. Stroud, Jaden Daniels this year. But then you have Caleb Williams who, you know, he started out rough and then he got hot and then he's kind of like, you know, going back down again. It's so unpredictable when you get a rookie quarterback, no matter how good they were, no matter what the scouts say. You got Bryce Young, you know, he was benched, you know, I think it was second year, and now he's playing again because of injury. But, like, you never know. So, for me, I would love for the Giants to draft a quarterback. I just don't know if that's the right move. You know, like, a proven commodity is always great, but then they're older. And then you have a proven commodity on the team on the other side of Jersey. You know, Aaron Rodgers, the most proven commodity at the quarterback position, and he's struggling right now, you know, with this team. So, there's no recipe. Everything's a gamble. You know, and then when you do it, is it the right choice? You can't make that decision if it's the right choice until 2-3 years down the road, you know? So it's because, look, guys, I'm emotional. As you see, every time I talk, I get
like, I love you, so way.
I get excited, you know? I cannot be a GM, guys. I can't make those decisions. Those decisions, I'm too emotional to make decisions like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Joe Shane has a very difficult job to do. Brian Daboll has a very difficult job to do. The easiest job to do is the guys playing football. Like, seriously. Because it's what they've been trained to do, and when they come down to making decisions, you know, their job's not on the line every single time they make a decision. You know, I feel like in the NFL, especially how the turnover rate is, especially for the New York Giants, it's like everything is heightened, especially when you lose. So for me, it's like, I'm going to stay away from making that damn decision.
Yeah, I was going to say real quick, just to follow, I'm sorry, Jonathan, go ahead, my fault, go ahead.
No, go.
So I thought they showed their hand a year ago on Hard Knocks. I just wanted to kind of tie up that question about the concept of trading down and getting more assets and getting better, you know, as a roster or taking that shot at the quarterback. So if they showed us their hand last year and they were willing to trade up and get a quarterback, don't you think that their mission is to do it this year if they were going to do it last year?
I see what you're saying. Possibly. But like I said, you can either go in the draft and get your quarterback or get you a free agent, veteran quarterback who's proven himself. I don't know what that list looks like this year, but neither one of those are proven commodities. But, you know, if you look up a few years ago, Tom Brady went over to Tampa, right? They won a Super Bowl. And then Matthew Stafford goes over to the Rams. They win a Super Bowl. So it's like that has proven itself. Jaden Daniels has proven that. You get a good rookie quarterback, you can do some good things. CJ Stroud proved that too. So You have a lot of bad examples for both, and you have a lot of good examples for both.
That's true.
I don't know what they're going to do. And you know Shane and Dable, they're not going to tell us anything. We're not going to know if they're going to draft a quarterback until they draft a quarterback. Like, and that's the situation that we've been in for the last 2.5 years with this staff. You know, so for me, I'm going to keep it close. I'm going to see what they're doing. I'm going to keep cheering for the Giants. And, man, I got my Tommy DeVito shirt, guys. I'm excited. Listen, I'm going to be walking in that thing, doing my little Italian gesture that he does. You know, the little hand thing.
Were you a little chicken colored hero?
Guys,
yeah.
I'm excited because you guys been to MetLife this year for the Giants game. Like, it's been dead. Like, and the fans, they've been coming to support, you know, the team and then also the 100-year anniversary with all of the old players being in town, and then the games start off so hot and they die. And like by the second quarter, it's dead. Third quarter, half the stadium's empty because the Giants are losing. I'm looking forward to that not being a reality anymore.
That's awesome. There you go.
I'm excited for it. Hey, and hopefully they get a couple wins here. JC, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Appreciate you.
All right. There we go. What? No next week for JC?
What's today, Thursday?
Yeah, I mean,
if he comes on Thursday, he's not going to be here, so I figured I'd get it out of the way in case.
Maybe a little Wednesday. Anyway, everybody should be enjoying some Giants football Sunday, at least to start. Can't promise what's going to happen in the game, but the energy, excitement going into watching DeVito, it may peter out quickly, who knows, but I'm going to enjoy it going in at the very least.
A little much-needed juice, no doubt about that.
There we go. All right, we'll come back, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day, continue with your calls as well.